Brooklyn, New York, circa Friday, November 14th, 1890. Letter to Albert Harris. Willie and Sarah and I have been attending a series of meetings. It was a trial trip with me. I did not know how I would endure the fatigue of journeying and the speaking, traveling in all kinds of weather, and having to put up with all kinds of conveyances and all kinds of fare. If I have appointments, they must be filled, rain or snow or sunshine. I thank my Heavenly Father I have been enabled, through Christ strengthening me, to stand at my post and bear my testimony with freedom in the demonstration of the Spirit. My first appointment was at Adams Center, New York. This is in a Seventh-day Baptist community, and they attended the meetings. Quite a large number of them were much prejudiced, but the prejudice they confessed was all gone when they heard me speak. The meeting house was full all through the meetings. We had here a good and convenient place to tarry in, a pilgrim's resting place. Sister Green was a widow, and true as steel to her profession of faith. I spoke here three times, but in affliction. The inflammation was in my ear, a sore was gathering, but the Lord helped me. Sunday relief came. It broke, but Monday the pain was very severe. Yet we took the cars for Rome on our way to South Lancaster. We were made welcome by Brother Place, an efficient minister in the cause of God, proclaiming the truth. Tuesday morning, we again stepped on board the cars. It was raining. We reached South Lancaster. Here we remained over two Sabbaths. I spoke 14 times. The burden of labor was upon me. The Lord gave me precious tokens of His love and His rich grace. The difficulty came with great force again upon me, pain in my head, but the Lord did not leave me comfortless. He gave me His grace to bear my affliction. Tuesday, I was still afflicted and was delayed a day, but spoke to the students Wednesday in the academy with much freedom and left that noon. It was pouring down rain. We reached Brooklyn, New York about midnight, and early next morning were on our way for Pennsylvania meeting. Here we came in to Salamanca, New York, about 11 o'clock in a snowstorm. We had a good home here. We stopped with a brother who has recently embraced the truth. Here I spoke three times to the people, my head still afflicted. When almost discouraged, thinking I must give up the future appointments, when as I knelt to pray, suddenly the glory of the Lord shone around about me. The whole room seemed to be filled with the presence of God. I was happy, so happy. I did not sleep scarcely any of that night, because of gladness of heart and peace and comfort from the Lord, which passeth knowledge. I said nothing more about returning home. It seems clear that Ellen White received both physical and spiritual uplift on the occasion of her Salamanca vision, but went to the depot in a snowstorm. We had to tarry at a hotel that night, and next day at noon we were at Sands, Virginia. Here we had very excellent meetings. I spoke seven times. Willie spoke Sabbath forenoon with much freedom. Our meetings closed Monday night. Well, the Lord has indeed wrought for us on this journey. Early Tuesday morning we took the cars at 6:30 for Washington and arrived there at 12 o'clock noon. Wednesday night spoke to a hall full of intelligent, noble-looking people. About 100 are keeping the Sabbath in Washington, had much freedom in speaking to the people, and they eagerly received the words spoken, then came with outstretched hands to welcome me and say farewell, and tell me how much good the words spoken had done them, and beg me to come and stay with them a few weeks. I made a conditional promise and had to tear myself away, for the carriage was at the door to take me immediately to the cars which left at 10 o'clock that night. I took a sleeper and arrived in New York City at 6:30 in the morning, Thursday. I have spoken this day once to an interested hall full. The platforms were full, and the Lord gave me His Holy Spirit in speaking to the people. We spend two Sabbaths here. This is an important part of the Lord's vineyard. About 100 have embraced the truth, and if they become light bearers to the world, they will flash the light upon the darkened minds of hundreds.